Researchers think they have identified a new species of whale in the Gulf of Mexico. It's called the Rice's whale, and it's critically endangered. There are believed to be fewer than 100 of them left. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
It was only in the 1990s that researchers determined a small whale population was living in the northeastern Gulf of Mexico year-round. Marine biologists thought they were Brutus whales, members of a species that live in warm waters around the world. Patricia Roselle is a research geneticist with NOAA Fisheries.
The first clue we had that there might be something unique came from genetic data that we collected in the mid-2000s, 15 years ago now.
That genetic data suggested this was a new species. To confirm that, Roselle and her colleagues needed morphological data, information showing that the skulls of the whales in the Gulf were different from their close relatives. They finally got that in 2019 when a whale stranded in southwest Florida.
And through some really enormous efforts of the stranding network to respond to that dead whale when it stranded on the beach and save it and preserve it, we were finally able to look at the skull morphology and make comparisons to those other Brutus whales in the world.
The main difference Roselle found is a group of bones at the top of the skull. Roselle and her colleagues published their findings in Marine Mammal Science. The whale is named for Dale Rice, the marine mammal biologist who first identified the population in the Gulf. Whales can be hard to study, Roselle says, especially those like Rice's whales that don't migrate and spend most of their time far from coastlines.
The ocean's big, and so they're spread out over a big area. And you only get to see them for seconds at a time, generally, when they come up to breathe, and then they spend a lot of the rest of their time underwater.
Along with oil spills, ocean noise, and marine traffic, one of the biggest threats to the newly named species is its small population, which makes the loss of even a single whale significant. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.